My oncologist gave me a prescription, cranial prosthesis, use as directed. Cranial prosthesis sounds like a remedy for the temporary chemo-induced memory loss, but really it's just a medical term for wig. So far, I've bought only the Friar Tuck, a fringe of hair that frames my face but leaves my bald head showing on top. It's meant to be covered with a hat, giving some sense of normal appearance, but cancer-induced hair loss takes you a long way from normal. So my partial prosthesis sits in its box, a disguise I'm not yet ready to wear. Going bald symbolizes emotional shedding and reveals that my facade of vanity, productivity, and competency have been shorn away. It's a visual reminder of my inner journey to fix a worn-out marriage, a feeble connection with my children, and a low self-esteem. Like wearing your heart on your sleeve, being bald lets people know what I'm going through, that I am under construction. My 8-year-old would be relieved to see me sporting any amount of hair. He's been anxious ever since I buzzed my tresses, rather than watched them clog the drain in fistfuls. When a friend of mine asked him about his mom's hot new hairdo, his doleful reply, "She looks like an alien." I'm not exhibiting fierce bald pride, however. I wear hats, and some days I wear scarves, turbaned or twisted and draping gypsy-like. The stares don't bother me, but sometimes my son pleads that my style looks too chemo. My 11-year-old's flip interpretation? What's with the pirate look? Now, a couple of months into treatment, my eyebrows are dropping like fall foliage, leaving my face a tabula rasa and my determination to embrace the chemo look wavering. Then I remember, letting something go makes room for something new to fill its place. Losing my hair gives me a chance to start anew with a clean pate. With a perspective, I'm Kira Halpern.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.